I wonder how you know that you are loved. I wonder how love is best expressed to you. See, the Holy Spirit is the power of God's love. His role is ultimately to help us understand that we are loved by the Father, that Jesus came and died and rose again as a sign of God's love for us, and that the Holy Spirit is with us and within us to demonstrate that love. Maybe you need to feel that you're loved. Just need to get my iPad so I can show you the slides. Maybe you need to know that you are loved by having a big hug. This is a sculpture that's been made out of the story of the prodigal son. Nope, that's not a sculpture. That's a dog. That's the next one. But maybe you need a good hug. The first time I remember being filled with the Holy Spirit was when I was lying in my bed. I'd been reading a book, and it was talking about how the Holy Spirit was the present power and love of God. And at the end of this particular chapter, it had a prayer that you could pray to ask God's power and love to fill you. So I thought, well, all right, I'll give it a go and I'll give it a pray. And having prayed it, the only way that I can describe what happened is that instead of blood pumping around my body, it felt like love was pumping around my body. This warmth came into my chest and then all through my body. And for about half an hour, just caught up in this sense of wonder and love and peace. Jesus described the Holy Spirit in John's Gospel as the comforter. The Holy Spirit is the one who comforts us. He comes alongside us and shows us the power of God's love. So to be filled with the Holy Spirit is a bit like the Lord giving you a big hug. Filled with the power of the love of God. Maybe you're the kind of person who needs to hear words to help you know that you're loved. There you go. That's what the picture of the dog was for. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us, and he does this in a number of ways that we see in the scripture that we had read to us this morning. Sometimes he will speak to us from the Bible. So you may be sitting here on a Sunday morning and go, I don't think I've heard that before. Well, maybe that's the Holy Spirit prompting you to hear something fresh that's not occurred to you before. Sometimes in your daily Bible studies, you're reading the Bible in the morning, or whenever you read the Bible to yourself, maybe you're sitting in the car and listening to it. However, sometimes the Holy Spirit will prompt you to go, oh, not ever thought of that before. And that's the Holy Spirit bringing to mind a fresh truth. Or it may be that you've heard a scripture in the past, and at some point in a day, you suddenly think of a scripture that you've heard and you go, oh, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Peter used the words from the Old Testament, the prophet Joel, to say, you see all this stuff that's happening? It's explained to us in the Bible. The Bible can help us unpack things that go on in life. The Bible, for example, helps us understand what happened last night in London, 2 weeks ago in Manchester, as I preached a couple of weeks ago. There is evil in the world. There is darkness in the world. But love has overcome. Last week, we were preaching, deliver us from evil. And that's exactly what Jesus did. And it's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. And then, of course, through us. So sometimes he'll speak to us through the Bible. Sometimes he will give us that gentle nudge within us when we think, well, what is it that I should do in this particular situation? And there's a gentle nudge. You go, oh, I think that's the right thing to do. Well, that can be the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And other times people can speak to us a prophetic word. And that's what Peter was doing as he was explaining from the prophet Joel. You see, Joel had a vision of what God wanted to do and spoke it hundreds of years before God actually did it. And I remember before we came to this church, I was away at a conference and some people came up to me and said, would you like for us to pray for you? I'd never met these people before, but I said, well, yeah, that'd be really lovely. So they started praying. And what was extraordinary was the accuracy with which they were then praying for me. It was like they had looked into my heart and looked into my head and were able to pray some of the things that I had been thinking about and praying about without ever having met me. That was the Holy Spirit using the gift of prophecy through them to encourage me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says that we should eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. That's verse 1. Then verse 3 says, the gift of prophecy is given to strengthen, encourage, and comfort. And by having those people pray for me, I was strengthened and I was encouraged in what God was calling us to do, the path which eventually led us here to minister with you. So God strengthens and encourages us through his word, scriptures, through that gentle nudge from within, because the Holy Spirit is within us, and then through the prophetic words that he gives to other people. But what if you're not really a huggy person and words don't really mean that much to you? Maybe you're a person who just needs to see some action. Well, what we read in our gospel reading today are some pretty powerful things. First, the sound of a violent wind, you know, like a hurricane, you know, when it's really gusting. That was the sound. It wasn't a wind. It was the sound of a wind. Well, that's pretty strange. And then those who were gathered there saw what looked like flames landing on the top of the head of every person who was there. Well, that's pretty weird. Then they started speaking in languages that they'd never learned. That's pretty weird. Then they started acting as if they were a bit drunk. Now, why is it that the people outside who were looking on and seeing them spilling out of this room, why did they say that they were drunk? Speaking in another language isn't something you do when you're drunk. Well, at the times that I've had a little bit too much to drink, it's never allowed me to be able to speak another language fluently. I don't know about you. So what else was happening? Well, the likelihood is the disciples were probably a bit giggly, probably a little bit wobbly. Because the truth is that the Holy Spirit is God's power. And just like you can't see electricity, but you can see its power. You can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can experience his power. See, as people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they might be overwhelmed with love, like I was when I talked about being in my bed. Or they might hear words of encouragement of Scripture, as we just spoke about. But sometimes, they might begin to gently shake, because it's like you've plugged your fingers into the power source. Don't do that, of course. Don't do it to check it out. It does hurt if you stick your fingers in the plug. But imagine sticking your fingers into the ultimate power of love. Of course, our bodies might respond. So people might begin to gently shake, or they might begin to sway. I've often seen people who get prayed for and their eyelids start to flicker, almost as if something is touching them and it's causing them to experience a flickering in their eyes. Or sometimes they weep. Often when the Holy Spirit touches me, I end up weeping. Sometimes people are so overwhelmed by God's love, they may fall over. They used to call it swooning. And back with the Salvation Army, they used to have the benches along. They didn't sit on chairs like this. They had backless pews. And when the Holy Spirit used to come, people would swoon off the back of their pews, so they'd fall backwards. There were other places where the Holy Spirit was moving so powerfully that people would fall over and swoon in the Spirit, that they ended up at the back of the church building bunks. And they would have the ushers who would pick people up off the floor when the Holy Spirit had touched them and put them on the bunks at the back so they could rest in the Spirit for as long as the Holy Spirit was touching them and they needed to rest. Or you may begin to speak in a language that you've never learned. So that night I was filled with the Spirit on my bed. I started speaking in a language that I'd never learned, speaking in a language called tongues in the Bible, or a heavenly language. The Holy Spirit might give you a new language by which you can pray to God. The Bible talks in Romans 8 about us not knowing how to pray, but that the Holy Spirit helps us. And tongues is one of the ways that he gives us a prayer language. And I've been so encouraged and helped in those times when I've not known what to pray, to be able to simply switch my brain off because I've run out of my words and use the words that God has given me to pray directly using this powerful gift. Another action of the Holy Spirit is healing. So the most recent healing we've seen here was a lady called Moira, who was here on the Good Friday walks. Some of you were there and remember us praying for her at the back. And I meant to put a photo up. I haven't got a photo of her touching her toes for the very first time in a long, long while. Because the Holy Spirit touched her, even though she was suffering with sciatica and a slipped disc and arthritis in the back. As we prayed, the Holy Spirit touched her and gave her at some level, not completely, because she's still praying, she's still taking some medicine, but some measure of healing, which meant that she's way less in pain now as she was before we prayed. Now, you might think this all sounds a bit weird and a bit scary. And if you're thinking that, then you're just the same as the disciples who were fearful as they were praying in that upper room. You see, Jesus had been crucified. Jesus had appeared to them and said, hey, I've risen from the dead. But he had not appeared to everybody else. And they were still afraid. And so they were together praying, waiting for what God had promised. Jesus has said, wait in Jerusalem and I will send the Holy Spirit. And as they waited, the Holy Spirit came and transformed their fear into courage. See, we may need to wait patiently for the Holy Spirit. He may not come and fill us all of a sudden. In fact, there may be times where we don't feel like he's filled us at all. But that's where we step out in faith. And at times it may be that we choose to wait for the Lord. The Psalms say, I waited patiently for the Lord. And the best way to do that, and the way I'd encourage you to do that, as we were learning a couple of weeks ago at the prayer ministry training day, is to close your eyes. Why do that? It's not because it's holy. It's just because then you don't get distracted by things that are going on around you. Closing our eyes means that we can concentrate on giving thanks to Jesus for all that he has done and asking the Holy Spirit to fill us. Opening out your hands to say, Lord, I want to receive this gift. Because if you're asking for a gift but have your arms crossed and a grumpy face on you, then the likelihood is the Holy Spirit will go, well, I'll find someone else or somewhere else. We want to ask, Lord, transform my fear to faith. I welcome you. And then wait and allow him to do what it is that he wants to do. And as with his disciples, when he fills us, it's not just so that we can experience his love. It's so that the world, those who don't yet know Jesus, can experience his love. It's not just so that we can hear God's words of truth in the depths of our spirit. It's so that those who don't yet know Jesus can hear his love as we speak to them. And it's not just so that we can experience God's power and God's healing and God's restoration. It's so that those who don't yet know Jesus can experience that for him themselves as well. It's why Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. It's why we join our hearts together and say, come, Holy Spirit. But just for this moment, I invite you, open your hands, close your eyes, and in the depths of your heart, say, come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. That you gave your life so that we could live. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh. Lord, where we need to feel your love afresh, come with a touch of your love. Where we need to hear your words to strengthen, encourage, and comfort us, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. And where we long to see your signs and your wonders, then come, Holy Spirit, in your power to work in us and through us to see this world transformed for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.